Some people in town are making a concerted effort to get a good crowd to attend next weekend's performance of the Cinch United Finals Rodeo at the Civic Center Arena. Among those joining in the effort is Hopkins County Judge Robert Newsom, and I talked with him Friday morning.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and we're hoping that the public will really get involved in this. Next week, the rodeo finals are coming, and it's the Cinch Rodeo Finals this year instead of UPRA or whatever they usually have. And it's the Cinch Rodeo Finals. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're asking the public to really get involved this year. I can remember back when I was young that we had a big July 4th, the Mike Pribble Rodeo, and it was a big, big deal. We had parades and the whole works, and we really, it was a special time in Sulphur Springs and Hopkins County. We're really needing to go back there because the finals are a special thing that not everybody gets the rodeo finals, and so we want to try to welcome them and make them feel at home and want them to keep coming back to Hopkins County.
Mm-hmm. There's some events that are going to be happening. Stagecoach, I hear about.
Yeah, at 5:00 next Thursday afternoon, right here in front of the courthouse, we're going to have a stagecoach and horses, and some cowboys are going to come up, sign autographs, that kind of thing. And we're going to encourage everyone to come to the square at 5:00 next Thursday afternoon. And we're going to have a proclamation naming Western Week or Rodeo Week for Sulphur Springs and Hopkins County. And all of this is going to be happening at the Civic Center. And so it's our own local Civic Center. And we want to encourage the adults to come, bring their children. You see, my grandkids have never been to a rodeo. But they're going to be at one next week. And so we're going to take them to their first rodeo. And so we're going to be doing a lot of that. I think the schools are going to get involved with some coloring contests and things like that, as well as some tickets, free tickets for some of the kids to be able to get into the rodeo. Of course, they got to bring their parents. And so that's a good thing. But it's going to be a big deal. And we're encouraging everyone also to dress Western on Friday all day. So, Donna, looking forward to you and Doug dress Western next Friday all day long and getting ready for the rodeo that starts that night, Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, that'll be a sight to see. A lot of people digging around trying to see what they can come up with.
That's right. Well, you just need a hat and some jeans. It'll work. We can make it happen.
And have a big old pair of boots. So.
Oh, yeah. That's right. But we can do that, too. But anyway, we're trying to make a big deal of it this year because we want the finals to stay with us. And there had been some talk of them moving to somewhere else if they didn't have good support. So we're going to provide that for them. I think the city is going to be working. The Chamber of Commerce with Meredith Cadell is working. They're everyone in the Civic Center staff all working together to make this into a really successful rodeo for Cinch Rodeo.
KSST News.